Lawmakers have a lot to accomplish this session. There's the multi-billion dollar deficit the state faces. There's also work to be done on Alaska's marijuana laws after voters decided to legalize and regulate the drug in November. The full agenda means other controversial subjects, like abortion, may take a back seat. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
When Republicans took control of both chambers of the legislature 2 years ago, social conservatives viewed it as a win. Legislation restricting Medicaid payments for abortion, a long-standing priority for them, finally got hearings and was even signed into law before being enjoined by the courts. But even though the composition of the legislature is mostly the same, advocates for anti-abortion measures like waiting periods and clinic regulations aren't expecting to get as much traction due to the attention on the state's budget. Jim Minnery is the president of Alaska Family Action.
It's just one more session and with one more reason to, to put our issues on the back burner. We're sort of the ugly stepchild in the room when it comes to issues down in Juneau. I mean, even our allies sometimes have a hard time, charging the hill.
Beyond a climate where lawmakers are more focused on fiscal issues, leadership of some key committees has changed in a way that is less friendly to abortion legislation. One of the Senate's more moderate Republicans, Liesl McGuire, has taken over the Judiciary Committee. She takes the reins from Senator John Coghill, a socially conservative Republican from North Pole, who sponsored the Medicaid abortion bill and shepherded it through the Senate. With the health committees, both the House chair, Homer Republican Paul Seaton, and the Senate chair, Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, have voted against legislation restricting abortion access. Minnery sees that as an obstacle to abortion legislation moving forward.
Certainly, I can't say that we were pleased with the Seaton and Stedman in, being given those chairs, because they've shown a, repeated resistance to advancing any of our legislation. But, there are two players in a lot of folks down there.
Jennifer Allen is a policy director with Planned Parenthood Votes Northwest, and she says her group is looking at the committee chairs, but from the opposite policy perspective.
We will simply keep talking to them about why they should be setting aside any anti-abortion bills and addressing the real issues that affect Alaska women's health.
House Health Chair Paul Seaton says he would like to hold hearings on all bills assigned to his committee, no matter what the subject matter. But he says that the legislature's biggest fight over abortion, how the term medically necessary should be defined for the purposes of Medicaid reimbursement, has already been played out.
On that issue particularly, there's already been a bill on that, and there's already been regulations which are being challenged in court. So I think that that's already probably progressed as far as that's going to be.
Former Judiciary Chair John Coghill is working on bills to regulate abortion, but he says that dealing with the state's fiscal problems will come first. Senate President Kevin Meyer agrees.
Well, they won't be a priority, but that's not to say that they won't get through the process and get on the floor and still get past this year.
If an abortion restriction bill makes it through the legislature, it may put Governor Bill Walker in a difficult situation. Walker personally opposes abortion and sought support from Alaska Family Action earlier in his political career when he was registered as a Republican. When he renounced his party affiliation and merged his ticket with Democrat Byron Mallott, Walker said he would not advance an anti-abortion agenda and, at one point, stated he would veto anti-abortion bills before later rescinding that statement. Minnery says Alaska Family Action hopes to rekindle its relationship with Walker. In Juneau, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.